meeting for December 17th to adopt the final order.
Mr. Amrine?
Here.
Ms. Selka? Mr. Clapper?
Here.
Mr. De Leon?
Here.
Mr. Hook?
Here.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Here.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Here.
Mr. Sidoti?
Here.
Mr. Turner?
Here.
Okay, opening remarks, Mr. Sidoti.
Thank you, Mr. Amrine. I would just like to say that I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. I hope to keep in mind the people who live in our community who aren't necessarily as well off as a lot of us are, and certainly could use our good wishes and our support and our help. And I would also like to say on behalf of all of us that I hope that this year has been productive as far as our citizens are concerned with all the things our city has been doing. And I hope you've enjoyed our new facility. And I hope that you all have a very, very warm and happy holiday with family. At this time, let's stand to do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Before we dive into tonight's agenda, I'd like to take a moment to address some recent discussions and potential misunderstandings surrounding our sustainability legislation. After speaking with the law director, the city manager, and the community development person, we realized there may be some confusion about certain provisions and their implications. And to clarify these points and to ensure we're all on the same page, I'll turn it over to the city manager, who will provide some explanations and help address any concerns.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you all for coming. We don't normally have the city manager speak, but hey, we found...
Wait, is your mic on?
You can't hear it?
It's on.
It is on.
Closer.
Oh, yeah,
closer.
All right. he tells me not to go close to my face because I talk too loud. I don't know. But anyways, is that better?
Yeah.
Better? Okay, good. Now you've totally derailed me. We don't normally have me speak. Technically, it's supposed to be just the council time tonight for this session. But, you know, a couple times in our history, not too often, but enough that it seemed to work before, where maybe I can help reframe the conversation. I'd love to think you're all here because you love your city government so much and you're here to cheer us on. But I suspect there's a few things out there that you're either frustrated with, confused about, whatever that may be. One of them probably is the Sustainability Commission item. And this is one of those items that I'm sure from your end, as you're reading it, you're frustrated at certain pieces. And maybe we didn't do a good enough job explaining some of that. And also, I blame some of it on legalese. And that's the law director next to me. It's all her fault. So, you know, we are in the business of passing laws. And so a lot of our language sounds quite legalese. And candidly, it drives me nuts a lot of times, too. But a big part of my job is to try to translate what exactly we're saying. And I know one of the words that kind of had a little mini fire started was repeal. And there was a discussion of repealing. What was meant was repealing elements of the Sustainability Commission ordinance, not repealing the ordinance. Now, I get it. It can be confusing. He handed me some of the legislation today, and I read it, and I said, tell me what it says. I can't understand it. So I'm in the business of it, and so I certainly don't expect you all to necessarily understand all that stuff either. So I'm here to kind of as your advocate and say, look, let me at least give you the distilled version of what was trying to be done, whether we achieve that or not, at least in the communication side. Maybe I can make amends for that tonight. But really, this is a 35-year-old ordinance. It's been updated twice before, so we're updating it again. Periodically, things sound dated, things get old, times change, you make adjustments, you recalibrate, but we're not in any way intending to pull the plug on it. And I know the process is kind of an administrative process, and quite honestly, tonight, a separate item, I didn't plan it this way, but it does, I think, speak to the fact that I'm not lying to you. We update ordinances all the time. We've got about 100 and some odd items tonight that will be approved to update the ordinances in all the other sections of the city code. So it's kind of routine business for updating. Now, what was a little less routine, we've only updated this was the third time for sustainability ordinance. So that's not all the time. And that's fine. And that's why we enlisted the support of some of the folks that were on the commission. We used the staff, the law director, any feedback we had from council. We try to integrate all that, right? And we bring it to council, hopefully in an integrated form at that point. And that's what we did a couple of weeks ago. We brought it and presented it. For whatever reason, there was some confusion coming out of that. And I regret that. I always, believe it or not, I want us all to get along. We want to represent you well. We want to be a good government. We think we're trying to be a good government by keeping our codes updated and current and calibrated. But I can't promise that we'll always hit the mark. And if we missed it, I apologize for that. But I assure you, there's been no change of heart when it comes to the Sustainability Commission. I actually was kind of surprised at first because, like you, I'm in the loop, but I'm not necessarily living and breathing it every day like some of the staff. And my first blush at this stuff was, so we're giving the Sustainability Commission more latitude, more powers to define what they want to do and how they do it. That sounded good to me. I was like, that should be a check, favorable check. And we were removing some of the outdated language. Generally, that's either a neutral or maybe moderately favorable, but generally neutral. And then we did add some kind of the procedural stuff, because we're granting, if council approves all this, they're giving the commission more authority. And part of that decision-making authority, we thought, our other commissions in their bylaws or in their various ordinances have, you know, they follow certain procedures, Robert's Rules of Order for how you handle public meetings. So we incorporated some of that. That's kind of a business thing. Hopefully no big deal. Hopefully it helps. Because, you know, nothing against public. It happens in our own meetings. Group meetings are not easy to manage, right? Like, No. Everyone's talking at once. We can't everybody talk at once, and we got to follow this. So that's kind of the Robert's Rules of Order to offer a little guidebook, a playbook for how to make that be as effective as possible. So I thought that was reasonably favorable. Now, I will grant it the downside, and this isn't something that's unique to the Sustainability Commission staffing. We had to take a hard look at how much time we have, how much people we have. And so it had reached the point where our ability to staff monthly meetings was just not working, and we couldn't balance that very well. So I know the staff was recommending going to quarterly meetings that were staffed. You could meet more often than that on your own with the support, you know, some help from the city, but not necessarily a officially staffed meeting. So I get it. That may be a minus to some people who want to do it more often. But I think we still left the door open for you all to meet as often as you want. You can meet twice a month, but it just wouldn't necessarily be through the city staff support, the conventional form of city staff support. So that was kind of my rundown of it and looking at the balance sheet. And I thought it was going to be a favorable thing. So I was distressed when I heard there were some concerns among the sustainability members. And so I wanted, at least I told the mayor, you know, if I can help, let me know. We are actually very committed not only to the Sustainability Commission itself, but the work that they do. And I don't, you know, again, it wasn't planned this way, but this week we'll be signing off on the state, the Ohio EPA has given the final clearance that we have officially cleaned up the Triangle Cleaner site. So that's like, should be a mini celebration, because that's actually right upstream from the river. So it wasn't a city property, but the city took its money, got grant funding, managed a project to get that cleaned up. Proud of that. That was many years in the making. I'm even more prouder of the fact that we are now finishing touches on a big development deal with a local industry that's already here. So we're supporting our own hometown business in the south end of town, the historic south end, to clean up contaminated soils in the old rail yards down there in the south end. And I say we're committed not just figuratively, but literally, because we're all in cost to make that happen. We're the deal closer on that. This deal would not happen without the city and council. We're grateful that they authorized about $670,000 the city's putting in to get that property clean and repurposed. It should be a day of celebration when we get that notice from the state too. But I only offer that to say we really are in it with you. We believe in the mission. We believe in the outcomes. We are trying to drive those outcomes every day in our business. So I get that the language maybe was a little legally, and perhaps it wasn't as clear as me talking to you or you talking to each other and texting and so forth. But that's, you know, blame the law director. She's got her legalese. There is repealing. Now, all that, I jokingly blame the law director, but she's also the one that came to me this afternoon and said, hey, I get it. People are a little stressed. I don't like stress either. Can I offer a suggestion? And the mayor and I were like, bring it. Yeah, what do you got? And she said, why don't I suggest a motion to add to the ordinance tonight, to the actions tonight, that will specify more clearly that the commission itself is going nowhere. It's not being pulled out. It's the city remains committed to the principles, the goals, and the role of the Sustainability Commission moving forward. And so she scripted a paragraph. If one of we shared it with the council members, again, that's kind of our effort to be a little extra clear on that issue, since it was a bit of a contentious point, and we didn't want it to be, and we didn't mean it to be. So I'll stop there. It's I think I've covered what I wanted. I do have notes, but you don't want me reading this. I don't want to read it. Oh, and I will say this, though. Lastly, please keep in mind, and I know it sometimes gets stressful and you're like, the city's going to make a decision on something. This body and the staff, if we get it wrong, we're happy to come back. We're happy to come back. I mean, the fact we do that all the time, not all the time, because we don't hopefully don't make that many mistakes. But we do change things that we think were right at one point. This is written on paper. It's not on stone. And it's 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, if the commission members are like, this is terrible, we'd be like, okay, talk to us. What's going on? What do we need to change? So I don't want you to think this is your last bite at the apple. This is probably not the last amendment the council will do in the future history of the Sustainability Commission and its ordinances either. So keep that in mind. Hopefully that'll give you a little bit of reassurance and because I think the mayor said your goal is to calm our collective nerves. So I hope I did a little bit of that. So thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Before we get into citizen remark, I need to make a statement. Although public comment is not required by law, the council has long upheld the practice of inviting citizens to share their remarks. We value and appreciate the contributions of all residents who wish to address matters of public concern. Please be advised that the council will not engage in dialogue or debate during this portion of the meeting. As president of the council, I reserve the authority to suspend any comment that is disruptive, inappropriate, or otherwise inconsistent with the decorum of these proceedings. When approaching the podium, please clearly state your name and address for the record. Each speaker is allotted 3 minutes to present the remarks. Kathy?
Marty Gilliland.
My name's Martin Gilliland. I live at 1511 Whitewood Drive, the city of Kent. I just want to make it, I was going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but I want to keep it at public safety. I was a former police officer here. I retired in 2013. I worked a lot of years for the city. I don't like what I'm seeing in the department. The Kent Police Department was probably one of the premier departments in this county, if not the state. It was a department people wanted to come and work and stay. Unfortunately, now we're in a trend where we're bringing in people from outside through lateral transfers and things like that. The retention of new employees hasn't been good at all. My understanding is the department's down about 8 officers. That's unheard of. I have a daughter that's 14 years old. She currently goes to Stanton Middle School. I'm concerned about the safety of the community. I mean, our society today I mean, we're constantly like this. There's things happening all over the world. And if you think things aren't going to happen in the city, you can't. You're sadly mistaken. And I think our number one priority ought to be our safety services. And we should be focusing on retention. We should be focusing on morale issues in the department. I know that you guys have made some steps. I'm privy to it because I know that the chief was was demoted. I believe you guys are going to be looking outside the city for possibly bringing in somebody from outside. That probably would be a good thing. But hopefully when you do bring somebody in from the outside, they're fully aware of what's going on within that department and the issues that they're having. I mean, be straight up with them. My hope is that the department can turn around. You know, I see a lot of officers that are working 12 hours shifts. I know that's what they're currently on right now, but officers are being ordered over for overtime, which would be 4 hours on top of the 12, ends up being 16 hours. There's a lot of things being missed out there. I mean, 16 hours on the job. You know, when I worked at Kent, it was 8-hour shifts. And if you got held over, it was another 4 hours. 12 hours on the shift was tough, especially when you were working night shift and you get ordered to stay on until 11 o'clock in the morning. It's tough. But when you got officers working 16 hours, there's going to be things missed. God forbid they're involved in a critical incident where they have to make a split second decision. And if they make a mistake, what are they going to fall back on? Well, the city made me work 16 hours, and then the city is going to be open to some problems. I think the priority ought to get these slots filled. I don't know how the budget works, but I know the slots haven't been filled, so there should be money to be able to hire people. We got a police academy in Twinsburg. There's a police academy in Youngstown. There's a lot of young men and women that are going to these academies, and if you brought somebody in there that could talk to them and say, hey, this is what we pay, this is what we want, and we want to keep you, so you need to get the pay up to where it needs to be. I know that the Ravenna Police Department increased their pay, which is almost commensurate with the city of Kent, which, again, was unheard of back in the day. We were one of the, I think, probably just behind Aurora back when I was working, so we were right up there. And again, like I said, people never left. Everyone wanted to come and work in Kent. And that's what I want to see happen in the future. I know you guys can do it. You got a great city manager. I tell him that every time I see him. He came in after Lou and the city turned around. You know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. Roger. Mm-hmm. I mean, downtown was a mess. And you guys did it. I don't know. I know some of you guys did some tremendous work over the years. I love what I see. And I think you can do that for the police department, for the safety and security of our kids and the community. That's all I have. I appreciate your time. And Jeff, excellent job down there at that. But that shouldn't have happened. The police department should have had some people undercover down there to deal with that. But good job. I'm glad you were safe.
Thank you, Mr. Gillen. Thank you. Next.
Tracy Wallach. Tracy Wallach, 231 Star Avenue, Kent. I wanted to say the bylaws for the Sustainability Commission that were presented to Council on December 3rd were a work product, just a draft. They had not been reviewed nor voted on by the full Commission membership. Because these were merely a draft, I would therefore like to request that Council table the vote on these bylaws until the finished product can be presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Lorraine McCarty.
Lorraine McCarty, 210 Orchard Street, Kent. I'm here tonight representing the Kent Environmental Council that has members have expressed concerns about the rewriting of the sustainability plan. We know it's not, the Sustainability Commission isn't going away. KEC has helped establish the commission, has worked on it. Members have been part of that. And we also helped develop the climate action plan. So we're looking at their progress because we want them to succeed. The draft presented at December 3rd council meeting left several things unclear about the procedures and how it was going to work. We were very pleased that the negotiations between the Community Development Director and the Sustainability Commission led to addition of Section E, Article 5. This additional work session section about additional work sessions and special meetings, as well as the possibility of extending the role of the ad hoc working groups, has potential for engaging even more community members and more projects. And I think that's what we should be trying to do. But it also brings up some problems in our mind when it also says that the discussion of any proposal being presented to the commission has to be postponed to the next regular meeting. So if that's 3 months away in this fast-paced world that we live in, that's a long time to wait to have a discussion about certain proposals that might be improving the environment. And there are some other things. There have been verbal negotiations that have occurred about work sessions, special meetings, being able to meet in the evening without the presence of the sustainability coordinator due to fiscal constraints. But this process isn't fully detailed in writing in the draft, other than to say the matter will be discussed between the coordinator and the community development director. Nor is who is going to take responsibility for the minutes if the sustainability coordinator is not present. The Sustainability Commission is really the Kent citizens' opportunity for input, and really it should be a core part of the sustainability coordinator's responsibilities, not an extra task that requires overtime. So there's been questions raised about why it isn't possible to do some kind of flex time latitude when evening hours are required by that person. There may be other questions when the full commission is able to discuss the draft further, because in bringing it on the 3rd, there was only a brief discussion, a partial discussion of the full commission. It was really, they didn't approve anything because they had questions and concerns about the way things were written. So, they were bypassed, and the draft was sent directly to City Council without them having the ability to really fully review it and offer additional input or modifications. So this process has gone on for a year or so, and we understand wanting to wrap it up, but what kind of respect does that really show to the commission, where you're bypassing them and the rules that they're going to have to work with? So why set up a situation where the commission has to try and rewrite their own rules just as they're getting their new charge and they're going to do things? So we therefore urge you to delay passage until the final details can be clarified and the full commission has time to approve it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Judy Nelson.
Judy Nelson, 330 Whetstone, and I'm sorry, I know I sound terrible. Have laryngitis. So I thank Dave for his words of clarification on council and staff side. And I have prepared, Kathy, with these, do they get given to, when we submit to you a statement, they all have. Okay, so you have what I wrote. So because of what Dave said, I'm going to deviate somewhat from what that said, but I still mean everything that's in here. So as Lorraine was mentioning, this process has been going on for over a year. We started it in September of 2024. And then Julie, Tracy Wallach, and I were serving on an ad hoc committee that we set up in May on the commission of this year. And we met 5 times through October. In that time period, we talked about the work that had been done previously as well as, is this something that we feel that we can truly amend this document? And we determined that we could not, that there was just too much of what was in that original document that is not applicable to today. So we approached it from the, okay, well, we're going to write a new, we considered it an ordinance, which those three parts in there were a big part of that. But my understanding is that the bylaws, we have bylaws, original bylaws. They were never part of the ordinance. They were bylaws and rules of procedure. So I'm confused now somewhat in that we were told in various ways that there needed to be like a boilerplate ordinance that would be set up, which maybe that's what you've written, Hope. I'm not sure. And that then these were the bylaws and rules of procedure. To me, those are two separate things. And I don't know if I'm understanding things incorrectly now or not. I still have the objection to the next part I'm going to talk about. And so we ultimately decided we were going to do this. And so at our 10/29 meeting, we agreed to submit a draft of the rewrite to Bridget for her to review it, because we didn't know, were we headed in the right direction? Were we totally out of whack or what? Okay, so that was what we said. So we had no idea that it would go to council without a full review back by the ad hoc group, a presentation, and a request for input from the full commission members, and then a vote to approve. It is my opinion that the document on which you are going to vote today is an unfinished draft, because we never managed to get through that process. You're talking about giving us more authority, but you've just taken away our beginning authority, which is to establish our bylaws and our rules of procedure and our ordinance as we see it should be. So I'm going to again respectfully request for council to do whatever is needed to allow us the opportunity to finish the process that we started. To me, it's a matter of respect to the members who have put in a lot of time, effort, and mental thought on what these should really say. I don't know if you went back in the other parts of my thing. I don't know if you went back to those 1995 documents and read what was written then. Somebody spent a lot of time and no one ever used those documents. It's so sad. They were good. They have a lot of good stuff in them. They do. But we didn't want a repeat of that. So that's part of the problem. And the authority that those documents, original documents, which is what we're operating under right now, is rather expansive. If you read the second page of the original ordinance, which was never amended. I mean, we're going to planning commission meetings. We're looking at all the ordinances that you guys pass, and we have the right to comment on them. I know you don't want that. We don't either. We want to stay in our lane. We do. But in this particular instance, we really want the right to finish what we started. So, in closing, this commission is not like any of the other ones. Full stop. It's just not. It was unique in its creation, as Bridget mentioned. It has served in much more than an advisory role. What other board or commission was the seedbed of a resolution that grew into a climate action plan? Without that seed and all the volunteers and staff members who gave up their time from 2017 to 23. And I was one of those people. I spent a lot of time on this, guys, a lot of time. We wouldn't be the little city in Ohio that has something that very few cities across the nation have. We're an example city right now. We are. So I thank you for listening, and I hope that my words provided insight into stuff that you didn't previously know. And I really do hope that you consider pulling this out and letting us finish our task. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Garrett Ferrara.
Garrett Ferrara, 535 Pioneer. I wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say how nice the city hall and city council chambers looks, and it's a real something the city should definitely be proud of. So well done. But I came tonight because I wanted to take part in the last session for some colleagues last council meetings, and I wanted to commend them on a job well done and also thank them for a somewhat thankless job. And I can tell you that I think you'll have a great time in retirement. You'll really enjoy it. And it's, I have to say, a little bit tongue in cheek. It's so good. Maybe some more of you should consider it.
Thanks, Garrett. That's it. Okay. Written communication, please, Kathy.
On November 20th, 2025, a notification of a new liquor license request was received from the Ohio Liquor Control Board. The application is for Kent Mart Inc. at 1110 South Water Street. After the agenda was published, I was able to speak with Chief Shearer, and he has no objections.
Second.
Second.
Yes, second by Gwen. Just voice, yes.
Yeah.
All in favor? Opposed? Okay.
On November 25th, 2025, the clerk's office received notice that there will be no planning commission meetings in December. On November 26, 2025, the minutes from Standing Rock Cemetery November regular meeting and the special meeting were received, along with the agenda for the December meeting. These were posted online. On December 5th, 2025, the clerk's office received certificates of election results from the Board of Election, and these are on file in the clerk's office. On December 5th, 2025, the clerk's office received notification to the November 2025 election candidates to file post-general campaign finance reports. This notice was shared with the three new at-large council members.
Someone please move the city manager's report.
Second.
Dave, do you have any comments on the city manager's report? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next is the consent agenda. Kathy?
The consent agenda includes approval of the November regular council meeting minutes, approval of the December council meeting minutes, draft 2025-109, an ordinance authorizing the finance director upon the issuance of a certificate of availability of funds to pay certain purchase orders made that exceed $3,000 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-110, an ordinance approving the current replacement pages to the City of Kent codified ordinances and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-111, an ordinance appropriating from the various funds of the City of Kent to individual accounts for the current expenses of the city for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2026, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-112.
Can you, hold up, excuse me?
Yes.
I would like that pulled out.
Okay. Draft 2025-113. An ordinance amending ordinance number 2024-131, the current appropriation ordinance, passed December 18th, 2024, so as to adjust appropriations, transfers, and advances from the various funds of the City of Kent to individual accounts for the current expenses of the city for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2025, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-114, an ordinance authorizing the city manager to contract on behalf of the City of Kent with the Office of the Public Defender, Portage County, for the provision of legal counsel to indigent persons charged with potential penalty of incarceration for offenses committed in violation of the ordinances of said city for the period January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-115, an ordinance amending Chapter 901 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Kent, entitled Streets, Curbs, and Driveways, so as to amend Section 90103, entitled Repair and Replacement Standards, to allow for improvements to neighborhood streets consistent with today's standards, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-116, an ordinance authorizing the city manager or his designee to approve a new program for the Rotary Club of Kent to allow for flags to be installed in order to promote community pride and patriotism. Draft 2025-117, an ordinance amending section.
Sorry, does the last ordinance need with emergency added to it?
No, it doesn't, because this won't start until after the 30-day period. So we're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, draft 2025-117, an ordinance amending section 91572 of the Kent Codified Ordinances, increasing the sewer rates of the city of Kent, Ohio by 3%, beginning with the first billing cycle in January 2026, and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-118, an ordinance amending section 91305D of the Kent Codified Ordinances, increasing the water rates of the city of Kent, Ohio by 3%, beginning with the first billing cycle in January 2026 and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-127, an ordinance authorizing an agreement with Pingree 2000 Real Estate Holdings, LLC, and Clarac LLC, aka Enterprise Holdings, LLC, providing for a real property tax exemption pursuant to the Ohio Community Reinvestment Area Program, CRA, to perform renovations to the existing building located at 1225 West Main Street and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-128, an ordinance amending Ordinance 2025-54, the position allocation, the general compensation plan, and AFS-CME contract, and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Selka?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. DeLeon?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Sidoti?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Amrine?
Yes.
Move adoption.
Second.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. DeLeon?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Sidoti?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Amrine?
Yes.
Ms. Selka?
Yes.
Consent agenda passes.
Okay. We're going to committee of the whole.
We left.
And we're going
okay,
to.
That's, yes. That's from the committee.
And we'll go to draft 2025-112. Do we have any?
I have a question.
Hi.
Yeah, this is a question. Probably for Hope, but so these bylaws, we would be approving them tonight or putting it off for the Sustainability Commission to I guess improve on what, you know, given the feedback that they've received through this process. And then this, and then staff would probably be able to have a chance to review that. And then it would come back to council. Is that correct? To approve the bylaws?
Are you talking about what the member asked you to do, to table it or to give them time to look at it?
Yes, if that would be the case.
If you do that, that would be the case, that it would basically go back to, into the process.
It would go back in, then staff would, the Sustainability Commission would have to have a meeting at the full, a full meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So there would have to be some, I guess they would continue on with their present bylaws.
Correct.
Correct. And then they would decide to ratify them. And they would come back to council. This could, I just want to ask, can this be time limited?
Certainly, if you put a time limit on it.
Okay, because I have done bylaws work with other organizations before, and it can take a long, long time. It sure. Already has.
Right.
And I know that the staff situation is one of the things that needs to be addressed, as well as some items that are in here that cannot occur now. Because of our standing rules. Correct?
What standing rules?
Well, one of the rules that we have made, I don't know if it's our standing rule, but it's a rule that we've made about people cannot serve on more than one commission at a time.
Correct. That may be an ordinance. I would double check. It could be in the standing rules, but it might be an ordinance.
Okay.
But yes, that certainly could change as well.
So, I mean, that would necessarily have to change.
Yes.
So that would be something we would want to amend tonight No, because it would go back, all of this, if we decide to table it, everything would go back to be rewritten, redeveloped, perhaps with some of the input that has already gone into this process, because there has been a lot. And then it would come back to council in a timely way.
Correct.
To review, with the understanding that part of what is written into this, these bylaws right now, is that they are amendable. So it's not like, as Dave said, it's not written in stone.
Correct.
These can continue to be worked on, although they have other work to do.
Correct.
Yeah. So I guess what I would like to move is to, I would like to move to table this discussion of the bylaws and the ordinance before us, to give that process an opportunity to play out. And I would like to also suggest that it come back to council within 2 months. Is that reasonable?
A second.
I'm not sure. Given the fiscal issues, I'm not sure when the next meeting of the sustainability, the whole.
It would have to be the whole commission.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know when Bridget had planned to do those quarterly meetings as well.
Yes, that would be a concern I have as well. So under the current bylaws, that is what has to happen. They would have to have a full commission with fully staffed.
Monthly meetings?
They would have to, no. Under the current bylaws, they would have to have a full commission with the full staff. It would have to be advertised. It would have to be on the agenda. Yes. So I'm just saying that there are concerns, that there are fiscal concerns, there's time concerns.
Correct. So maybe 4 month period. So then that at least whenever they are planning to plan their quarterly meeting, if it's on that fourth month.
Although that's in these bylaws that can be currently they're on a monthly meeting schedule.
Okay.
That is one of the issues here, that this is a living document. This is a living document, but the old ones are not. So I guess, you know, I would like to say, let's keep going and keep this process being talked about. But there are ramifications for that. Yeah. Yeah. So
okay, we have a motion and we have a second.
Mm-hmm.
Comments?
Can we get some clarification on what that motion?
The motion is to table this, to table the bylaw, adopting the bylaws, as well as the repeal of the previous bylaws, to give the commission, the Sustainability Commission, an opportunity to meet once more, at least to work. They have to have the full meeting. To ratify, to make changes, to approve, to ratify, and then send it back to council.
Roger? Well, clarification too, because I've heard 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. Would it be realistic within the budgeting process to say by the end of the first quarter of 2026, which means it would be 3 months? Because as we know, our budgeting process, quarterly, we look at that stuff monthly, but the quarters there. Would you say that's realistic, Heidi, in terms of what you're saying in this motion? Or because you haven't put a timeline
on it. I have not put a timeline on it. And I'm just trying to flush out also some of the concerns, in going on the old bylaws where the staff has to attend the monthly meetings going forward. Could this be done in a month?
That would be a question for Bridget, really.
She can't answer. You wanted to just give.
I don't think Bridget can talk to with a motion on the floor.
Neither can Hope.
Can it go back to committee for us to talk about more?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Somebody can amend my motion. Can I amend my own motion? I don't know. We can table it until council has a chance to discuss this in committee.
You could withdraw your motion and make Correct. A new one, yes.
Okay. I will withdraw my motion and I will say, I would like to table this until council has a chance to talk about this in committee, at which point that would give us the opportunity to hear from the Sustainability Commission and from our staff regarding what the next steps should be. I'll just say it that way.
Second.
Okay.
And yes, you've heard a lot. I mean, we have worked through a lot of things. I was prepared to make several motions today. My concern is that I want the Sustainability Commission and I want the council and I want the staff to be working together as a team. And we are all in this together. So that is, I thought that some of these changes that we were planning to recommend would address the issues that people brought up. But it seems that the issue above everything is that the Sustainability Commission members feel that they need to be more a part of this process of completion of these bylaws, at least this iteration of these bylaws, because they're a living document. So I think maybe having this discussion in committee might help us move forward further. There's an awful lot to change here. I was planning to make three motions. So that's.
Are there any further discussion on this motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Abstain. Okay, I'm going to need a hand vote. All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, passes with 5, right? Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now we're going to vote on boards and commission appointments. First one is Board of Building Appeals. There's one vacancy. Somebody have a?
I'll nominate Greg Seifert for the vacancy.
Second.
Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Board of Health, two vacancies.
I'd like to nominate Louise Frederick and Lindsay Nowak to the Board of Health.
Second.
Second by Melissa. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Board of Zoning Appeals.
Second.
Any comments? All those in favor? Opposed? Fair Housing, two vacancies.
I'll nominate Susan Roxburgh and Jennifer Nichols.
All those in favor?
Second.
Okay, I'm sorry, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Income Tax Review Board.
Nominate Denise Moat.
I'll second.
Comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Parks and Recreation.
And I'll nominate, it's just one. Sorry.
Yes. All of, Seconded by Gwen. All comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Shade Tree Commission?
I'd like to nominate Jason Knowles and Tom Kaipura.
Second.
Comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Sustainability?
I'll nominate Lynn Greger.
Second.
Says here two vacancies. So.
Yes.
By Tracy resigned from.
Yes.
Yes.
Has that been posted though?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. That's on the agenda. There are two vacancies because Tracy did resign from.
Has and I'm sorry, Jeff, you said has that been posted?
It needs to be posted.
It probably should be, honestly. It should
keep
be.
Us out of hot water.
Mine still says one.
Mine still says one.
Okay, so it says one. Okay.
Yeah. We got a name and a second on that.
Do we have a second on that?
Oh, yes.
Gwen? Okay. For Lynn Greger, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right. So I need a motion to insert the names into the drafts.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Nobody got a second.
Oh, it's a second. It's a voice vote, right? Okay.
I moved it.
You moved it. Did we have a second?
Oh.
Okay. I need a second.
Okay.
Choose. I don't know who did that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Our second consent agenda.
Yes.
Okay. Draft 2025-119, an ordinance appointing Greg Seifert to the Board of Building Appeals and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
We're going to do this as a consent agenda.
Oh, we do it all at once.
Draft 2025-120, an ordinance appointing Louise Frederick and Lindsay Noah to the Board of Health and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-121, an ordinance appointing Randall Smith to the Board of Zoning Appeals and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-122, an ordinance appointing Susan Roxburgh to the Fair Housing Board and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-123, an ordinance appointing Denise Moak to the Income Tax Review Board and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-124, an ordinance appointing Kathleen Weiler to the Parks and Recreation Board and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-125, an ordinance appointing Jason Knowles and Tom Kapora to the Shade Tree Commission and declaring an emergency. Draft 2025-126, an ordinance appointing Lynn Greger to the Sustainability Commission and declaring an emergency.
Move suspension.
Second.
Okay, would the clerk read roll?
Excuse me, can I take 1 second here?
Sure.
I moved both names. Yeah.
Were there two? I just had Susan Roxburgh, who was the other one. And the nominate was
the Fair Housing?
Yeah.
Jennifer.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll just read that one over again and then we can proceed.
Okay.
Jennifer. Apologies. Draft 2025-122, an ordinance appointing Susan Roxburgh and Jennifer Nichols to the Fair Housing Board and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Move suspension. Okay. Roll call.
Mr. DeLeon?
Yes.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Sidoti?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Amrine?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper.
Yes, move adoption.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Hook?
Yes.
Ms. Rosenberg?
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer-Bish?
Yes.
Mr. Sidoti?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Amrine?
Yes.
Ms. Selko?
Yes.
Mr. Clapper?
Yes.
Mr. DeLeon?
Yes.
Draft 2025-119 through 2025-126 pass.
Community Development Committee, there is no business. Finance Committee, no business. Health and Safety, no business. Land Use Committee, no business. Streets, sidewalks, no business. Is there any unfinished business? New business, the swearing in of new council members. Before we do that, you know, as mayor of Kent, it is my pleasure to extend a warm and sincere welcome to Ben Tipton, Sarah Wesley, a happy return to Tracy Wallach. As they join Kent City Council, your willingness to step forward in service to our community reflects both dedication and a shared commitment to Kent's continued progress. I look forward to working together as we strengthen our neighborhoods, support our residents, and build a vibrant future for our city. Thank you for your service and welcome to City Council. So I think I'm going to be sworn in first.
State your name. I didn't go like this.
I'll turn it to his next phone.
Hi, Jack Amron. Solemnly swear for. Support all independent. The Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the State of Ohio,
the Charter,
and the Charter,
ordinances,
and laws of the City of Kent,
Portage County, faithfully, honestly, diligently, and impartially perform this charge,
and discharge. Powers and duties. On me,
as mayor, council president,
in and for
the city and
city of Kent,
Portage County,
state of Ohio,
according to the best of my ability,
and understanding,
so that we can
so help God. I put down Benjamin Tipton.
Raise your right hand. I, Benjamin Tipton. Do solemnly swear and affirm. That I will support. Uphold and defend. The Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the State of Ohio. And the Charter, ordinances, and laws of the City of Kent. Portage County, Ohio. And that I will faithfully. Honestly. Diligently. And impartially. Perform and discharge. All the powers and duties. Incumbent upon me as council at large in and for the city of Kent, Portage County, state of Ohio, according to the best of my ability and understanding. So help me God. Your right hand, please. I, Sarah Wesley, do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support, uphold, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and the Charter, ordinances, and laws of the City of Kent, Portage County, Ohio. That I will faithfully, honestly,
and diligently and impartially perform and discharge all the powers and duties incumbent upon me as counsel at large in and for the city of Kent, Portage County, state of Ohio, according to the best of my ability and understanding. So help me God. Congratulations.
Microphone.
I state your name, Tracy Waller. Do solemnly swear and affirm. Do solemnly swear and affirm that I will support. I will support, uphold, and defend.
And defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Charter.
Ordinances,
and laws of the city of Kent,
and laws of the city of
Portage County,
and that I will faithfully, honestly,
diligently,
and impartially,
perform and discharge
all the powers and duties
incumbent upon me as counsel at large, in and for the city of Kent.
Portage County,
State of Ohio,
according to the best of my ability and understanding.
Let me just state, Ben and Sarah and Tracy, don't leave before signing these papers. That makes it legal. Okay, are there any council member comments? Yes, Melissa.
I want to first thank our council members, Michael, Glenn, and Roger, for your long service to the community, for your collaboration on all of the different issues that we've dealt with for the city of Kent. You serve our community in so many different ways. And I know just because you're leaving council, you will continue to do important work in our community. And I'm so grateful for that. And it's reassuring to know that you'll still be working beside us and along the entire community. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to our new council members, we're excited to have you. And we hope that you will find a welcoming environment as I did 2 years ago when I came out of council. We look forward to your voice and your energy, and we're so grateful for you.
Thank you. Before we close tonight's meeting, I want to take a moment to recognize the three council people that are leaving us. It's very difficult because we've worked together for so long, and I care about you guys, and I hope we continue to stay in touch with each other. But I want to take this moment to recognize you. Mike, Gwen, and Roger, each of you have made a lasting impact on the city. Mike, your steady voice for fiscal responsibility and thoughtful growth has helped guide important decisions for Kent's future. Gwen, your creativity and passion for our community's arts, culture, and small businesses have made Kent a more vibrant and connected place. Roger, your long experience, deep understanding of city government, and commitment to collaboration have strengthened this council and this community in countless ways. Public service is not an easy job. It requires time, it requires patience, and a deep sense of care for others. And each of you has shown those qualities throughout your tenure, and the results are visible all across the city. On behalf of the administration, city staff, and the residents of Kent, I want to sincerely thank you for your service, your leadership, and your dedication to this community. Your work has made Kent stronger, and your contributions will be felt here for many years to come. And as a memento, we have a plaque for each of you. Okay. Now, mayor's, unless there's something else, I have mayor's report. It's very, very short. You notice I take copious amounts of notes because I'm not used to doing this yet. But as we gather to celebrate this special season, I want to extend my warmest wishes to each and every one of you. The holidays are a time of reflection, gratitude, and community. Values that truly define our town and the people who call it home. This year, we've shared moments of progress, faced challenges. We had a very sad goodbye, but we handled it with resilience and supported one another with unwavering kindness. I'm continually inspired by the generosity, spirit, and dedication I see throughout our neighborhoods. May this holiday season bring you peace, joy, and a time to reconnect with those you cherish. Whether you're celebrating long-held traditions or creating new ones, I hope your days are filled with warmth and laughter. Thank you for making our community such a vibrant and welcoming place. I look forward to all of the coming year, what all of the coming year will bring as we continue to work together for a bright and hopeful future. From my family to yours, happy holidays and a wonderful New Year's. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
We do Board of Control, and then we will adjourn.
Thank you.